Indians hoping to make it 17 in a row against the Orioles. We'll take it to the bottom of the third. 1-0 Orioles. Giovanni Urshela at the plate.
Stalls is high. Gap. Left center field. Tons of carry. Bangs off the wall. Gomes coming around to tie this game up. Urshela has drawn this one even at one apiece.
Infield in for Baltimore. The pitch to Bruce. Swung on. Line drive. Base hit into right field. And that'll put the Indians in front. 2-1 on the RBI single by Jay Bruce. Bottom of the fifth, the pitch. Swung on, and there's a line drive out toward deep left center. This one's carrying. Back is Mancini. He can't get to it. It's off the fence. Rounding third, heading for home is Chisenhall. The throw, not in time. And it's another double for Santana. He has put the Tribe in front 3-1.
2-2 pitch to Lindor. A swing and a long drive, deep right field, it is gone! Frankie Lindor gives the Indians a huge insurance run. How did he smoke that baby?
Cody Allen looking for his 25th save.
The Indians have won 17 in a row.
The Indians are just the second team in the expansion era with 17 straight victories. That has to make manager Terry Francona proud. Here's what he had to say.
I thought he was good. He gave up the three hits in the first inning. Two of them were infield hits. And then, shoot, didn't give up another hit till the home run. It was a great day to pitch, you know, because I thought Urshela hit his ball as good as he could. I know Castillo looked like he thought he got his. Edwin hit one. For Beckham to hit his ball where he did, he absolutely killed that ball. But when JT's pitching, doesn't walk people, and he threw his breaking ball. I think in talking to him, that was probably the pitch he felt most comfortable today. I don't think he was real comfortable with everything else. It didn't look like it, but he sure knows how to pitch.
Bullpen obviously played a big role today, but Shaw specifically in that inning after kind of getting that extra insurance run and being able to shut them down.
And, you know, and B so often goes right through the heart of the lineup. Just the way it shakes out a lot of times. He's reliable. He's at the top of the leaderboard again in appearances. And he doesn't look like that tank is, you know, on empty. He just seems like he gets stronger as the year goes.
I think wherever you guys put Gio, he seems to almost look like a natural.
He's a really good defender. I mean, that play in the first inning, that was incredible. He almost got him. He's been taking ground balls the second. It's different playing a game, though, but he's just a really good defender.
Expect Jose to play more?
I think so. The lineup that we kind of send guys home with, he's in it, but we'll see how he feels in the morning. We told Gio to kind of be on standby.
Has he played much second base?
Who? No, but he's been taking ground balls there.
Terry, it's kind of baseball's way not to acknowledge streaks, but at what point do you guys look at each other going, what the hell is going on?
Well, I mean, part of the understatement. It's been fun. I mean, it's been productive. Other than that, we really don't. I mean, kind of move on pretty quick. I think in some aspects it kind of helps keep guys sharp or focused because it's there, you know, and when it goes away, the next game's not going to mean any less or any more. But I think the guys are having fun with it. Other than that, you know, we move on pretty quick.
Not that something that's at the forefront now because the playoffs are still a few weeks away, but is the home field at all a draw, do you think, yet?
You know what we try to do is, and you know me well, we just try to win the game we're playing. And I think if we do that well enough, you'll look up at the end and we'll be where we're supposed to. And I think you start thinking about other things, and that's what happens. You start thinking about other things. And they're doing a good job right now just staying in the moment and playing the game. Sometimes you get, I think that the day things, I remember there's a day in here a while back, and I said something about, you know, this can be our time to shine. You know, you guys get chances that maybe wouldn't have before. You know, a guy like Olsen has gotten to pitch more, and he's kind of run with it. You know, it's been fun because we are using some of the younger guys too. I think it works better that way when everybody comes to the ballpark and knows they have a chance to be in the game.
I think you actually quoted Joe Dirt.
Keep on keeping on.
That's
appropriate that Tomlin was pitching today, and it looks like him.
We've talked about Lindor's power throughout the season. We're getting towards the end of the year. He's closing out 30 homers. I know homers are all around the game. But just for him to maintain this all year.
Yeah, I thought that was a good – I didn't think that was a bad pitch today either. That ball's down, and I know it was not blowing as much to right because I thought the first one he hit, if he hits that during the summer or something, that ball's way out of here. So, you know, he hit it through the wind, but it was down, and he clicked it pretty good. He's a strong kid, and he prepares so well. You know, on the day games, you see him out there before, and he's doing his routine, you know, the jump rope and all that stuff and it, with the med ball, and it's catching on. I saw Urshela with him out there today. It's a reassuring feeling when you're sitting out there watching a guy get ready like that.
When you can spread a game out late like that, I mean, that's got to make all the difference in the world with your bullpen.
Spread it out.
I mean, give a little elbow room, you know.
Not much. I don't know. Maybe it looks different from your angle than mine. When I sit there and look at Mancini, Scope, it doesn't seem spread out.
Josh Tomlin improves to 9-9. He goes 5 innings, allowing 2 runs on 4 hits and strikes out 3. Here's what he had to say about the game.
When you're on a roll like this, everything's kind of falling your way. Things are going your way. It makes it a lot of fun, and it kind of allows you to kind of relax and go out there and just play, and good things happen. So this is pretty special. I've obviously never been a part of this. Last year was pretty cool. It was really cool to be able to beat that record that was held for so long, and this year to kind of beat it again. It's kind of weird, but it's also a lot of fun.
Sunday, Trevor Bauer will be on the hill for the Indians.